This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Madopa, levodopa, and What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Madopa tablets and capsules. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Madopa against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Madopa is used for? The name of your medicine is Madopa. It contains two active ingredients called levodopa and benzerazide. Madopa belongs to a group of medicines called anti-Parkinsonian agents, and is used for the treatment of Parkinson's disease. Anti-Parkinsonian agents work on the central nervous system. The symptoms of Parkinson's disease are caused by a deficiency of a natural substance in the brain called dopamine. Madopa helps to replace this substance. By improving muscle control, Madopa allows more normal movements of the body. The symptoms of patients suffering from Parkinson's disease can be reduced by taking this medicine. Madopa does not, however, cure the disease, since the cause of the dopamine deficiency within the brain is not removed. Your doctor, however, may have prescribed Madopa for another purpose. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Madopa has been prescribed for you. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Before you take Madopa, do not take Madopa if. Do not take Madopa if you have an allergy to any medicine containing levodopa or benzerazide. Any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not take Madopa if you have taken a non-selective monoamine oxidase inhibitor, MAOI medicine such as tranexamic or phenazine within the last 2 weeks. You have taken a combination of a selective MAOA inhibitor such as moclobemide with a selective MAOB inhibitor such as selegiline or sertraline. You have untreated heart, liver, kidney, lung, blood, or endocrine, hormonal disease. You have narrow, closed-angle glaucoma, high pressure in the eye. You're being treated for severe mental illness, active psychosis, or serious psychoneurosis. You have melanoma, or suspected melanoma. You're under the age of 30. You're being treated for Huntington's chorea, or intention tremor. Do not take Madopa after the expiry date, EXP printed on the back, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If you take this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. If you are not sure if you should be taking Madopa, talk to your doctor. You must tell your doctor if 1. You are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. 2. You have any other health problems including convulsions, fits, diabetes, stomach ulcers, feeling down, depression, or other psychological disorders, osteoporosis, or osteomalacia, irregular heartbeat, wide-angle glaucoma, high pressure in the eye, any compulsive behavior disorder, onset of sudden sleep disorder, other illnesses. 3. You plan to have surgery. 4. You are pregnant, or plan to become pregnant. Madopa should not be taken during pregnancy. You should use effective contraception to avoid becoming pregnant while you are being treated with Madopa. 5. You are breastfeeding, or plan to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Madopa when breastfeeding. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Madopa. When taken with certain foods, Madopa may not work as well as usual when taken with a protein-rich meal, e.g. meat. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines including any that you have bought without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Madopa may interfere with each other. These medicines include sympathomimetics such as cough and cold medicines containing ephedrine, or pseudoephedrine, adrenaline, noradrenaline, isoproline, dexamphetamine, asthma preparations, EpiPens, blood pressure lowering medications such as metoprolol, atenolol, Other anti-Parkinsonian medications such as anticholinergics, amantadine, silodiline, bromocriptine and dopamine agonists. Medicines containing iron. Medicines for relief of nausea such as metoclopramide. Some medications used to treat mental illness, particularly the phenothiazines, tricyclic antidepressants and butyrophenone derivatives such as chlorpromazine, flufenazine, prochlorperazine, thyridazine, trifluoperazine, or haloperidol. General anesthetics, medicines that put you to sleep before an operation, particularly cyclopropane and halothane. If you know you are going to have an operation, you should stop Madopa 2 to 3 days beforehand. You should discuss this with your doctor first. Opioids such as morphine, pethidine, methadone and codeine may be present in some cough and cold or pain-relieving medicines. Antacids, medicines for heartburn, indigestion should not be taken at the same time as Madopa HBS, as they interfere with the controlled release characteristics of Madopa HBS. Antacids can be taken at other times of the day. These medicines may be affected by Madopa, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on the medicines to be careful with, or to avoid while taking Madopa. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Madopa. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about any of the medicines on this list. How to take Madopa. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. This may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many Madopa tablets or capsules to take each day. The dose depends on your individual symptoms and your response to the medicine. The dose of Madopa has to be carefully adjusted for each person. If you take too little Madopa, your symptoms may not be controlled. If you take too much Madopa, you may experience unwanted effects. It may take several weeks before the best dose for you is reached. Remember, this is just a guide. This guide can be used for Madopa capsules or tablets. Treatment with Madopa is usually started with lower doses. This may be increased each week until you have reached your required dose. Your doctor will decide which dose is best for you. Do not stop taking Madopa without first discussing with your doctor. Madopa HBS, slow-release capsules. Madopa HBS is different to other Madopa products. It takes longer to start working, but its effects last longer. If you change from normal Madopa to Madopa HBS, you start on the same number of capsules or tablets, but this is gradually increased by your doctor. Some people who change to Madopa HBS capsules might feel a little worse at first. This should only be temporary, but speak to your doctor if anything worries you. When you take Madopa HBS, your doctor may tell you to take a Madopa capsule or Madoprapid dispersible tablet in the morning to help maintain better control of your symptoms. How to take it? Madopa capsules. Madopa capsules should be swallowed whole with a glass of water or non-alcoholic drink. Madopa HBS capsules. Madopa HBS capsules should be swallowed whole and not chewed, opened, or dissolved in liquid. Madoprapid dispersible tablets. Madoprapid tablets are for people who have difficulty swallowing whole tablets or who require the medicine to work quickly. They should be mixed with a quarter of a glass, at least 25 to 50 milliliters of water. The tablets will disperse into granules to give a milky-looking liquid which you should drink within 30 minutes. Remember to stir the liquid immediately before taking, because the granules can settle at the bottom. The tablets do not completely dissolve. Madopa tablets. Madopa tablets can be broken across the skull line. Any tablets which do not break cleanly along the line should not be taken. Do not chew capsules or tablets. When to take it? If possible, Madopa should be taken either 30 minutes before a meal or 1 hour after a meal. However, some patients may prefer to take Madopa with food. If you have stomach upsets which can occur in the early stages of treatment with Madopa, try taking Madopa with a small snack, e.g. a biscuit or liquid. Tell your doctor if anything worries you. How long to take Madopa? When you start Madopa, you will need to take it long term. You may need at least 6 months before deciding if Madopa is working for you. Continue taking Madopa until your doctor tells you to stop. If you forget to take Madopa, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for one you have missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. In case of an overdose, if you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Madopa, immediately telephone your doctor or Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126. New Zealand telephone 0800764766 for advice, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. Keep telephone numbers for these places handy. If you take an overdose of Madopa, you will experience some or all of the symptoms described under side effects, but these symptoms may be more severe. While you are taking Madopa, things you must do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Madopa. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Madopa. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant whilst taking Madopa. Madopa should not be taken during pregnancy. You should use effective contraception to avoid becoming pregnant while you are being treated with Madopa. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Tell your doctor if you feel that Madopa is not helping your condition. Tell your doctor if you suffer from sleepiness or sudden onset of sleep during daily activities. Be sure to keep all of your appointments with your doctor so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may perform regular tests while you are taking Madopa. Things you must not do. Do not stop taking Madopa or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Do not let yourself run out of medicine over the weekend or on holidays. Do not give Madopa to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Madopa to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription or not, without first talking to your doctor. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Madopa affects you. Madopa is associated with excessive drowsiness and very rarely with excessive daytime drowsiness and sudden sleep onset episodes. Tell your doctor if you experience these effects and do not drive or operate machinery until this has been resolved. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Madopa. Madopa helps most people with Parkinson's disease, but it may have unwanted side effects in some people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following and they worry you. Abnormal involuntary jerking movements of the body. These are usually caused if your dose is too high and will lessen or disappear when your dose is reduced. Mental changes including paranoia, depression, mania, agitation, and hallucinations, seeing, feeling, or hearing things that are not there. Fluctuations in the effect of Madopa known as freezing episodes. These can usually be helped by asking your doctor to adjust your dose. Nausea and vomiting. Loss of appetite. Weight gain. Constipation. Skin rash or itching. Confusion, tiredness, sleeplessness, or sudden onset of sleep episodes. Poor muscle tone, hiccups, restlessness, water retention, cramps. The above side effects are common, especially if you have just started Madopa. Changes in sex drive or hypersexuality. Signs of compulsive behavior, performing a repetitive purposeless activity. Loss of taste. Your urine, mouth, saliva, tongue and teeth may be darker with a red tinge. Bleeding or bruising more easily. Frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you notice any of the following. Palpitations or changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat, chest pain, dizziness on standing up, diarrhea, confusion. These may be serious side effects and your doctor may need to change your Madopa dose. This is not a complete list of all possible side effects. Others may occur in some people and there may be some side effects not yet known. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell, even if it is not on this list. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you don't understand anything on this list. Do not be alarmed by this list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. After taking Madipa, storage. Keep your capsules or tablets in the bottle, with the cap tightly closed, until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules or tablets out of the bottle, or the cap is loose, they may not keep as well. Keep Madipa capsules and tablets in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store it, or any other medicine, in a bathroom, or near a sink. Do not leave it in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy this medicine. Keep Madipa where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Madipa, or the tablets or capsules have passed their expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any that are left over. Product description. What Madipa looks like. There are 8 Madipa products available to meet individual needs. Madipa 62.5 capsules are light gray at one end and powder blue at the other end, with Roche printed on both ends. Madipa 125 capsules are flesh colored at one end and powder blue at the other end, with Roche printed on both ends. Madipa 250 capsules are caramel colored at one end and powder blue at the other end, with Roche printed on both ends. Madipa HBS 125 slow release capsules are light blue at one end and dark green at the other end, with Roche printed in red ink on both ends. Madipa 125 tablets are pale red in color, cross scored on both sides. Madipa 250 tablets are pale red in color, imprinted on both sides with Roche and a hexagon on one side, cross scored on both sides. Madipa Rapid 62.5 dispersible tablets are off-white in color, scored on one side, and printed with Roche 62.5 on the other. Madipa Rapid 125 dispersible tablets are off-white in color, scored on one side, and printed with Roche 125 on the other. All Madipa capsules and tablets come in bottles of 100. Ingredients. Active ingredients. Madipa capsules. Madipa 62.5 capsules contain levodopa 50 mg and benserazide 12.5 mg. Madipa 125 capsules contain levodopa 100 mg and benserazide 25 mg. Madipa 250 capsules contain levodopa 200 mg and benserazide 50 mg. Madipa HBS 125 slow release capsules contain levodopa 100 mg and benserazide 25 mg. Madipa tablets. Madipa 125 tablets contain levodopa 100 mg and benserazide 25 mg. Madipa 250 tablets contain levodopa 200 mg and benserazide 50 mg. Madipa Rapid dispersible tablets. Madipa Rapid 62.5 tablets contain levodopa 50 mg and benserazide 12.5 mg. Madipa Rapid 125 tablets contain levodopa 100 mg and benserazide 25 mg. Inactive ingredients. Madipa capsules. Madipa 62.5, 125 and 250 capsules all contain microcrystalline cellulose, talc, povidone, magnesium stearate, indigo carmine, 132, titanium dioxide, 171, iron oxide, red, yellow, or black, 172 and gelatin. Madipa 62.5 capsules also contain mannitol. Madipa HBS, slow-release capsules contain mannitol, talc, povidone, magnesium stearate, calcium hydrogen phosphate, hypromellose, hydrogenated vegetable oil, indigo carmine, 132, iron oxide yellow, 172, titanium dioxide, 171 and gelatin and TechPrint SW1102 red ink used as a printing ink. Madipa tablets. Madipa 125 and 250 tablets contain mannitol, microcrystalline cellulose, cross-povidone, magnesium stearate, progelatinized maize starch, ethyl cellulose, anhydrous calcium hydrogen phosphate, colloidal anhydrous silica, docusate sodium and iron oxide red, 172. Madipa Rapid, dispersible tablets. Madipa Rapid 62.5 and Rapid 125 tablets contain citric acid, starch mace, microcrystalline cellulose and magnesium stearate. Manufacturer: Madipur. Is distributed in Australia by Roche Products Pty Ltd. ABN 7000013286 5. Level 8, 30-34 Hickson Road, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Medical inquiries: 1-800-233-9500. Please check with your pharmacist for the latest consumer medicine information. Australian registration numbers: Madipur capsules, Madipur 62.5, Ostar 13744, Madipur 125, Ostar 13746, Madipur 250, Ostar 13742, Madipur HBS, Ostar 13743, Madipur tablets, Madipur 125, Ostar 43517, Madipur 250, Ostar 13745, Madipur rapid tablets, Madipur rapid 62.5, Ostar 59577, Madipur rapid 125, Ostar 59576. This leaflet was prepared on the 23rd of November 2021.